It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on the Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
Unlike Wiggy, we follow the leads on the Greg Hill Show.
That's right.
Mark them down, revisit them each and every day at 11:45 here on Jones and Keith on WEEI. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We'll get to Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. High noon.
High noon.
We also have a Kiefer Madness scheduled for 1 hour from now.
Oh, boy.
So mark that down.
Yes.
But, Keith, we were just talking about this off the air. You watched both Firefest documentaries, correct?
Yeah, there was not one but two. There was so much left over that first one. No, wasn't it Netflix and Hulu? Like, they both were like, this Firefest is so crazy, we both need to talk about it. And they were both pretty... interesting. So I think everybody knows what Firefest is, but for those that don't, it's basically like this big, like, hey, we're going to have this big like music festival. Come on out here. Spend a ton of money on it. We're going to get all these influencers to talk about it. And then you show up there, and it was like a bill of goods.
It was like
you're sleeping on...
cardboard.
Cardboard.
Yeah,
eating bologna sandwiches, and it was like a dump.
Correct.
It was miserable.
You were sold a bill of goods is the perfect way to put it. You paid a buttload of money to get down there.
But they also convinced, like, was it Kendall Jenner? And, like, that's the only one I can think of.
Oh, the influencers, yeah.
The influencers. They got all these, like... super famous, like millions and millions of followers to be like, yeah, come on out to Firefest. You're going to have a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid them, right? But then there was like no other money. Was there even musical acts?
It was supposed to be Ja Rule and all these things.
Well, Ja Rule's like a big part of it. Like, he was also the one that like cashed in on this, I think.
Yeah. And so I guess, and I didn't realize this until Greg said it this morning, there's a Firefest 2.
Firefest 2, Electric Boogaloo. Looking forward to that. This April.
A second Firefest in Mexico. I'm reading here from the New York Post. But the Fire Festival is set to return for round two next spring.
How dare
this time
they.
On a privately owned island off of Mexico. The infamous first Firefest, as you were just saying, in 2017, fell far short of its promises.
Sure did. Sure did.
But its founder, Billy McFarland, says he can pull it off with another try.
How is this even allowed?
It's a good point. Like, the Fed should intervene. McFarland said in an interview that this time around, he insists he's going to go about it professionally. He says he hopes to gather around 3,000 people for Firefest 2.
Don't do it.
Scheduled for April 25th to 28th. Ready for this, Keith?
I'm ready.
If you want a ticket, I know you're telling people not to do it.
I don't want a ticket, but if I were to want a ticket, how much would it cost?
$1,400 on the low end.
$1,400 is the low. Is the nosebleeds?
It's 4 days.
Oh.
It's 4 days.
Is it all-inclusive bologna sandwiches?
I'm guessing.
What do we get?
Up to $1.1 million.
I'm sorry, what? So there's going to be people there spending $1 million to go to Firefest 2?
Well, $1.1 million.
What's the saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Literally applies to Firefest 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who could possibly go to this?
The most expensive festival packages are $1.1 million, which he said would include luxury yachts.
I'm listening.
Scuba diving.
Scuba? Oh, you here for scuba?
And island hopping. In case it's the private Mexican island is a disaster, you can island hop to another island.
Chances are it will be a disaster.
Not so bad.
So he's claiming he's learned a lot from the first experience.
That's the claim.
Because he was a young gun. He was only 24 when he organized the first Firefest.
This is correct.
He's now a 32-year-old man, better on the block. I would have thought he would have been like in prison. Wasn't it like probably legal a lot of things that he was doing?
I'm surprised he's still allowed to even conceive of doing this a second time. So maybe we're coming at it backwards here.
No.
Maybe this is a buying opportunity.
You think we should go to Firefest 2?
Live remote, Firefest 2. What do you think about that?
I mean, there's going to be...
live from Firefest 2, it's Jones and Keith.
There's going to be some publicity behind it, I would imagine.
Big
time. Yeah. I don't know. It's 3,000 people is too many people. It's a big group of people. I don't want to be around that.
Do you think, how thirsty are they for influencers? Like, could we qualify as an influencer?
Maybe.
You don't think we're there?
We're like the $1,400 influencer.
Yeah, right. But I just want to get a foot in the door.
Yeah.
I want to see what it's all about.
Yeah, that's the other part of it is like, who is going to endorse this? Because those influencers got a lot of blowback too.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure they just moved on to the next thing and people forgot about it. But in the moment.
I'm used to some social media blowback. I can handle that. I got thick skin.
They're like, hey, we got at Jones, WEEI, pushing Firefest 2. Yeah, but I think people will probably go now more just for the story, right? To be like, hey, I heard about the first one. I'm going to go to the, see also, how much of a disaster
also
it is.
Part of what was the, I mean, it was a disaster, but
it was a disaster.
But part of what was a disaster is you were sold a bill like this. There's no, this can't fail on expectations, right?
It can.
No.
It can.
It can't.
Yes, it can.
Fail on the expectation. Everybody goes in going, this is going to be the worst thing in the world, but let me check it out. And there's no...
Oh, it's a low bar, you mean?
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but not for the people spending $1 million on it.
Well, the people spending $1 million... If you're spending $1 million on this, my guess is you're in another class of wealth.
Oh, by the way, he did get released from prison in 2022.
So there you go.
So he was in the slammer.
He's back out.
Yeah, he's back out.
Good.
Well, he's had some fresh air for the last couple of years.
I bet he learned a few things. Don't you think?
I guess. Yeah, but I'm not going to this. Billy, did you watch this documentary? You were in on Firefest? No? Skipped over that?
I saw the Woodstock ones, but not the Fire Festival ones.
Dude, Woodstock 99 one was good.
Speaking of disasters,
That was an epic disaster.
Yeah.
I love when you watch the Netflix one, literally in the opening credits, you see The Miz from MTV.
Miz going crazy. Before he was The Miz, before he was on Real World.
At Woodstock 99?
Yes. He's one of the guys.
Like, he's screaming in the camera.
Really?
Shirtless guy screaming.
Literally paused it, rewound it. I said to my girlfriend, like, that's The Miz, right?
Really?
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Miz is like, he was there to see the biscuit. Damn right he was.
I wonder how many questions his wife had for him after they watched it.
A few.
Because there's no way that he knew that was going to be on there.
No. No, no, no.
So then when you hear about the horrible story, she probably assumed like he was involved in all of it.
Could have been.
The Miz, not a part, you asked us the other week, not a part of the Challenge eras, the 40th season of the Challenge, not a part of it.
He's a little busy, still wrestling.
He was doing.
He's a good wrestler.
Is he a good wrestler?
Yeah, he is.
He's great, on the Challenge. Solid, yeah. Wildly entertaining on the Challenge.
Yeah, he's very good.
He hosted the after shows for the Challenge for a period of time.
He's good on the mic.
I thought he was good.
Great mic man. He's a good
work on the mic.
He's all, as a wrestler, he's as good as the guy in the ring with him. Right, so like if he can keep up with the really good guys.
So that's not his game. He can keep up with the good guys, but mic work elite.
Elite mic guy.
I like that.
Yeah, The Miz, great character.
So he was at Woodstock 99.
He was just as a fan.
Maybe he'll be at Firefest too.
Similar.
I think we should.
They need to get some big names though to endorse this thing.
Yeah,
they swung and missed on all like the models last time.
I don't see anything.
It hasn't said who's supporting this thing besides Jones CEI.
Yeah, I'm signing up for it. Yeah, right now, I'll do it.
They haven't announced who the bands are, right? Because wasn't that sort of the attraction? It was like, hey, it's a music festival.
What if it's Keith? You were talking
Lana Del Rey. Maybe I'll go.
Maybe you will go. No, what if it's the new Linkin Park?
Oh, new Linkin Park with the female singer?
Yeah, you were just talking them up.
It's good. It's a good song. I heard the one song already. I like it.
Yeah, go play the one song.
Although Chester Bennington, no longer with us, his son not thrilled. His son's pissed.
Got it.
That they replaced him.
Hmm.
Which is, so the band's just supposed to be done. They can't go on. They can't make music anymore.
You could choose not to do that, but I would think.
Why not? Like, these guys should still be able to be a band if they want to be a band.
Foo Fighters are still touring.
How many bands are there? Right. Most bands actually aren't the original version of the band.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like it's kind of sour grapes.
Okay.
But
$1,400, you go in to see the new Linkin Park.
No, I wouldn't. I would listen to it.
What if we endorse and we get to go for free?
Well, yeah, they send us out there, we do the show.
Yeah, we just do it. That's what I'm saying. We're broadcasting from Firefest 2.
Is it on this side of Mexico, the east side of Mexico, or the west side of Mexico?
How long is the flight? I hope it's the Caribbean side because it's a little shorter of a flight. Cancun area.
The Gulf?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'd probably go to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. April? Busy.
Yeah.
It's a busy season.
Is it? What else is going on then?
Sox.
NFL
Sox are back.
Live NFL draft shows.
Oh, NFL draft
show. Firefest 2.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think this actually happens? I have my doubts.
Yes.
I say they pull the plug.
I think you can't.
We haven't had a single famous endorser yet, and we haven't had a name of a musical act.
First of all, how dare you? Literally happening right now during misleading.
Present company excluded.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's out there in all the papers and the publications. You don't think they're going to be able to scrape somebody off the bottom of their shoe to promote this thing and go perform at it?
I trust this Billy McFarlane about as far as I can throw him. Tell you that much.
Keith, he served his debt to society.
No, I know he did.
He's out of prison.
He's back out.
The man, I'm sure he's learned something.
He can't vote in the upcoming election, right?
No. That's probably true. But so he's out there? You don't think he learned anything? You don't think he learned a thing or two?
We'll find out. We're a few months away from finding out if he learned anything.
It's a good get-rich-quick scheme going on here, besides, you know, the whole detour to prison thing. But I like the idea of broadcasting live from there. NFL NFL draft shows live from Firefest, too. I don't hate it. Wiggy also, this is a side
lead. But people are also idiots, real quick. It says, so in August, the first August of last year, the first drop of 100 presale tickets for Firefest 2 sold for $499 a piece. They sold out within a day, even though its website at the time offered no lineup, no specific location, and no details about the accommodations.
How many people are going to go?
People are just idiots.
People are going to go. Yeah, just as a gag, people are going to go. They're going to be like, let's go check this out.
No,
it can't be worse than the last one.
Yeah. So what was Wiggy's other
this morning? So Wiggy is upset that Lil Wayne didn't get a call for the halftime
show. Lil Wayne's upset. Lil Wayne's pissed about it.
You told me this yesterday.
So Kendrick Lamar, I think, is pretty good, though, for the halftime show. I don't have a problem with that.
Maybe I just, I'm showing my age here.
You want a Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, I get why she's not doing it. She doesn't need to. But, you know, give me like a Miley or somebody like that.
You want a Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, I'd take that.
Has she ever done it?
No.
No. Yeah, she'd be good.
Yeah, something like
People
that.
People like her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike Kendrick Lamar, but like, give me something. Give me something else. But Lil Wayne in New Orleans.
They should have Kendrick Lamar and Drake, and they each just take turns doing the diss track. Like, one does a live diss track, and then now it's your turn. Now let him go. Just go back and forth, back and forth.
Just like 8 Mile.
It's kind of like 8 Mile, but they can write the stuff ahead of time.
Yeah. No, I like it. Okay, I can get on board with that. So that's misleading. We revisit the leads each and every day here on Jones and Keith.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.